Maar sinds eens van Jacob zei hij, wanneer we naar Michaelis, het ging weer met dag en met haar thuis. Met thuis. Dat is geen bittel. Wieso zei hij, wanneer we naar Michaelis, het ging weer met dag en met haar thuis. Dat is zoiets. Dus ik zou geen bij me wachten wat is er. Vaak in mijn mind heb ik wat is gekocht, ik heb 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 wat is gekocht, I don't know why Tosfos already asking now. Tosfos asks later. Tzarchim v'chol hadi de'ka'olei ma'ka'olei. Pshita de'lishnu v'kederov. The chafasha derov is teretz helps. I mean, what's the kasha? We already know of his principle that he's Shaul's bittul v'kaiser that d'lma magdulu. So why does he keep asking? I don't know why Tosfos waits to ask the kasha until later. Also, I don't know what Abai does with all these. You know, Abai said a different teretz before. Abai said k'shapachsa. What about all of these? In all of these cases, you don't have pachsa here. You have to answer like oh. Anyway, let's see about it. Esay, Ebe Kechavim, Sheshipa Averis Kechavim. He shaved in Averis Kechavim, he planed it. Letzorchoi, if he did it for himself, because he wanted the pieces of wood, Zehi V'Shifuyeh Mutar. So that's a bittul in the Averis Zohar itself, not only a bittul in the, he's cutting down an Averis Zohar, he's cutting off pieces of an Averis Zohar, Letzorchoi. So that's a bittul in the Averis Zohar itself. So it's the Heter, it's Mater, the Averis Zohar, and the shavings. Letzorchoi, but if he did it, for the Avodah Zarah itself to make it nicer, maybe it needed some smoothing out. So then, he asura, so then the Avodah Zarah remains also. It's not a bitl in the Avodah Zarah itself. But v'shupiyah mutarim, but in the shavings, it's still a bitl, because l'maisa, in the shavings, he's being mivat. Yisrael sheshif avodis kichovim, ben le tzarcha, he v'shupiyah asur. Yisrael, since Yisrael can't be mivat to the Avodah Zarah, so everything's also. So again, the Moresa might have a kavod iskechov mishne shtav meilech, and I'm a kiddurov. So Rashi says, "Btzorcha is tzorcha l'shafoyim l'hasik b'shvayel, he b'shif b'shafoyim l'tarim, da bitla avik da da b'tela avik kichov, or I'm sorry, da bitla avik kichov, the guy was mevatle, sheship l'tzorcha, because he did it l'tzorcha, that's a bitla, l'tzorcha li'apaisa." So then, the Shefayim are mutar. So the Shefayim is still a bittle. He's throwing them out. So the act of shaving them off is an act of bittle. But the Tzarchot, but the Avodah Zarah itself remains also. Yisrael Shefa is Kechavim, Shel Oivet Kechavim. Yishel Yisrael, if it belongs to a Jew, I feel Shefa Nam Oivet Kechavim, Yishvei Asur, the Avodah Kechavim, Yisrael Lab Betuli, Yisrael Lab Bas Betuli, even a guy can't be Mavatla Avodah Zarah of a Jew. The Yisrael here is being Mavatla Avodah Zarah of the guy. So it doesn't work. So then where's Hiva Shefa Asur? In the case with Yisrael was mishape, because he wants the wood, so that should be a shvir in Avodah Zarah, should be matla Avodah Zarah. So Rashi learns, this is the important Rashi right now. Rashi learns that the Gemara's kasha is dafka from the case of litzarchoi, not from the case of litzarcha. And therefore, it's a kasha from the Avodah Zarah itself. The Avodah Zarah itself should be mut. Because the Avodah Zarah itself was broken. The Jew broke the Avodah Zarah. He was in Shapit Litzarcha. Smash Menrashi, that from the case of Litzarcha, the Gemara doesn't have a kasha. So why not? Even in the case of Litzarcha, it gets the last, but at least the shavings should be mut. In the case of a guy, so everything is bittul. The difference is how much bittul. Litzarchoi, it's a bittul in everything. Maybe we shouldn't get confused with that. Right? Litzarchoi is a bittul in everything. Litzarcha is a bittul only in the Shvarim. And when Yisrael is Meshapeh, so the Bryce says, Ben Litzarcha, it's not a bittul at all. So, Chorus, the first question, it's across the board. If there's a principle of Avodah Zarah Nishtabim Eilel, so the Yisrael is Mabatul is Mishapad Avodah Zarah Litzarchoi. So then it should be Avodah Zarah Nishtabim Eilel, and the whole thing should be Mutter. And even if he did it Litzarcha, so let's say Avodah Zarah itself is just getting improved, but the Shvayim are still falling away. In the Shefayim, there's still a bittul. The Shefayim, there should still be a national atzala. So why does Rashi say the kasha is dafka? What does Rashi need? Rashi says the kasha dafka from the tzarchoi, not from the tzarcha. Why can't the kasha be just as much from the case of litzracha? Okay, in the case of litzracha, the avodah zarah itself, there's no bittul. But there's still a bittul going on in the shvayim. So why can't Yisrael, in the case where Yisrael did it, at least the shvayim be mutter, because the shvayim should have the status of avodah zarah in the shtar b'meila. So what's going on in the Rashi? Actually, not that way. Says the Rasha. Says the Masha that Rashi didn't want to learn the kashas in the case of Litzarcha, because then the Gemara could have answered that the Ikka Varizor is Kayemis. No, let's do something. Let's take a look at the bottom of the Amud. There's another Gemara that plugs into this Gemara. Let's take a look at the bottom of the Gemara. Esve. Bottom of the Amud. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Afal Yerokis Mesek Shomim, Neshai Nevoyim, Nesheres Aleim. So it says in the Mishnah that if Rabbi Yossi holds that you can't eat vegetables that grew under an Asherah, Chum say you only can't eat from them in the summer because they're going to be nanned from the shade. The vegetables grow better in the shade. But in the winter, when the shade does not have any benefit, so then you're allowed to eat the vegetables that grow under the avodah zarah. And Rabbi Yossi says, no, even in the winter time, so the shade doesn't make any difference. But there's still the leaves that fall down fertilize the soil, and that's also kind of, when you eat the vegetables that were fertilized by the leaves that fell from the avodah zarah, that's also called eating nanned from the avodah zarah. Shanevoyin nesher salem. The foliage falls on it. Why is the when the leaves fall down from the Asherah, that should be avodah zarah shenishtav meileh? The leaves should be bottled. And if the leaves are bottled, according to Reish Lakish, that there's a cloud of avodah zarah shenishtav meileh, the leaves should be bottled. The avodah zarah should say the leaves have a nafshe le'atzalah. So the leaves should be, the iser of the leaves should be pukah. It's kashen Reish Lakish. My answer is shiny hosom, the ikka but is kechavim kayemis. There it's different. Since the asher itself is not bottled, it's only the leaves, so you don't have, even if Shloka Shikris doesn't have the din of a vadazor shenishtab meileh. Rashi learns, ha'ilun like bottle, bottom Rashi, hilkoch nevoy ha'nesheres menasur. I say the posh of Shad Rashi, we'll talk about when we get to the bottom of the omen, is that you can't have a bittle and only half. If the vadazor is not bottled, then the pieces that fall off are also not bottled. That's Gilu Gemara's answer. There's this cloud that the Ikar Vodizor Kayemis. We'll paraphrase that. We'll see later if that's the accurate paraphrase according to everybody. In Rashi's Mashma, the paraphrase is that Vodizor is not bottle the Mechzel. If the Ikar Vodizor is not bottle, the leaves that fall off of the Vodizor are also not bottle. In fact, the Gemara asks, Vashipuyim, Dikar Vodizor Kayemis, Vikatani Litzarch, Yasur Vashifiyam Butarim. You see, it's not true. When the guy shaved the Vodizor Litzarcha, because the Vodizor needed a haircut, but the shavings become mutter. So there you have a case where there's a bittul on the shavings, even though there's no bittul on the ikar v'dezar. So you see that it's not true that it can have a bittul in the things that fall off of the v'dezar, even though there wasn't any bittul in the v'dezar itself. So you could have a bittul in mechzel. You could have a bittul in shafayim, even though there's no bittul in the ikar v'dezar. So here also there should be a bittul in the leaves, even though there's no bittul in the ikar asher. So the Gemara is doicha that teretz, and the Gemara answers a different teretz. It's natural for the leaves to fall off, so that's not an active bittul. We don't see nafshe le'atzal on that at all. It's a natural process. Atkan that gemara. But upon you see, the gemara had wanted to say teretz that you don't see bittul chatzon. If the ikar b'dezor is kayem, you can't have bittul in the shavuot. The gemara is doichit mikoyach the end of this this mishnah that if the guy could be that the guy could be mevat the shvayim even though he's not mevat the ikar b'dezor. So the Masha says, Pshat and this Rashi, the Rashi was bothered. The Gemara asked the Kasha from this Yisrael, who's shaving the Avodah Zarah, and let's say for argument's sake that the Kasha is from Litzarcha, not from Litzarchai. Actually, that's not true, the Kasha is from Litzarchai, but let's say that the Kasha would have been from Litzarcha. So the Gemara's question would have been, when the shavings fall off, so let the shavings be bought. Why didn't the Gemara answer? No, the Avodah Zarah is Kayemis. Of course, the Gemara then turn around and shlugged it up because the other part of the Mishnah says that a guy could be mevatel shavings and not the ikar v'dezar. So the Gemara could shlug it up. But fine, so we should have that whole discussion over here. Why is the Gemara wait for that discussion until the end of the Amud? The Gemara should put the discussion in already over here. How can you have a bit? Could you have a bit of lechatzoyim? It would prove that you could have a bit of lechatzoyim. Gemara doesn't have it over here. Why? Says Rashi, it must be the Gemara wasn't asking for litzachoy in the first place. The Gemara was asking in the case of litzachoy. In the case of litzachoy, the guy is being rebattled the whole thing, the avodah zarah with the shavings and all. So, in the case of litzachoy, there's a bitl on everything. So here's not a bitl on mechts, it's a bitl on everything. First thing, let there be a bitl on everything. It's avodah zarah, shinish tav meila, there should be a bitl on everything. And anyway, that's what the Moshe explains the pshat in Rashi. So Taisa says Pirish v'kosh leish lakish. I don't know what those three words are supposed to add. Say it's kosh leish lakish. Anyway, b'tzorach leimus is Taisa's midleimishani shiny also dikav adizor kayemus. Why didn't the Gemara answer that dikav adizor is kayemus? Taisa says shema mino the reish lakish shari afilu dikav adizor kayemus. So you see that Reish Lakish, since Reish Lakish didn't get an answer, Reish Lakish doesn't have the svara the girl of the Zohar Kayemis. This is Tyson needs later on for his Cheshbonis. Tyson's going to make a top of from the base. We're not up to that yet. But Kapanim, Tyson says the Kashavi. Why didn't Reish Lakish answer? When the Gemara asked him from Yisrael, was Meshach of the Zohar, let the Gemara answer that the Ikav of the Zohar is Kayemis. So you can't have Biddle in the Shavim, the Ikav of the Zohar is Kayemis. You see, Reish Lakish didn't have the svara the Ikav of the Zohar Kayemis. And that's going to be missed for Tyson's grist for Taisus's mill at the bottom of the omelet. What's Taisus talking about? According to Rashi, the Gemara's kash is from Litzachoy. Litzachoy, there's no ikav adizara kayemis. The bitl is in everything. So Taisus takes a share. Taisus needs a hezber. What's bothering Tosfos? Maybe Rashi's right. The Gemara's kasha is not. If the Gemara would have asked only from Litzacha, so the Gemara could have taken answer. They covered Azara Kayemis. But the Gemara is asking not only from Litzacha, the Gemara is asking in the case of Litzacha. In the case of Litzacha, there's a bitl not only in the Shoyim, there's a bitl in the Azara itself. That's why the Gemara can't answer that the Ikav of Azara is Kayemis.
Isn't the Jew who's
what?
Isn't the Jew the one who's knocking off?
Yeah, but I'll since you're not doing it Litzacha, the Gemara is asking, "Shabbat dinner about the zorish and the shtab meileo." So the chayli of the zorish and the shtab meileo should be in the not only in the shifayim, but should be in the ikar of the zorah itself also. So this is really leading to something. Maybe this is what you're pointing out. It's mukhuk that you see the tais is held. You see the tais is held that even if the Jew is meshapad of the zorah litzor chay, because he wants the wood to put in his fireplace, It's not a bittul in the ikar of a dezar. It's only a bittul in the shafayim. Even though when the guy is mishapel of a dezar, if it's l'sar chay, we say it's a bittul of a dezar itself. So what's the pshat in places? The pshat in places like this. The pshat in places is the Jew himself cannot do bittul. But you can't do it. The issue in the Gemara is, but it should be like a Zohar in the Shtab Meila. So in other words, the Jew is out of the picture. We're just going to look at it as if he's going to erase him from the pic from the movie, and it's going to be as if the thing happened on its own. So you have this Avodah Zarah. Imagine it's a Jew comes, he's shaving off the Avodah Zarah. Now we're looking at it as if the Jew wasn't there, because the Jew can't do it. So just look at it. It's the Avodah Zarah Shnishtav Meila. Tosfos held, if you're looking at it as an Avodah Zarah Shnishtav Meila, so the Shvoyim had a bit of Avodah Zarah, the Shvoyim broke off, that's for sure. The Shvoyim broke off, they didn't save themselves. These splinters of wood, they were now obviously helpless. But the Avodah Zarah itself, so it got shaved. Is that called that the Avodah Zarah broke? Maybe the Avodah Zarah needed a shave. After all, there is a case of Litzarcha. Sometimes Avodah Zarah needs to be smoothed out. So, if a guy is doing the bittul, so we can look at his kavan. Why is he doing it? If he's doing it to improve the Avodah Zarah, it's not a bittul in the Avodah Zarah, it's only a bittul in the shavings. If he's doing it for himself, then it's an act of bizoyin to the Avodah Zarah itself, because he's, you know, he's shaving the Avodah Zarah for his benefit, not for the Avodah Zarah's benefit. Maybe the Avodah Zarah also needed the shave, but it doesn't matter. He's being mavazel the Avodah Zarah by shaving it for his own benefit. So that's an act of bittul, regardless. That's an act of bittul in the Avodah Zarah itself. But here a Jew is doing the bittul. If a Jew is doing the bittul, so the Jew doesn't count. So we look at it, it happened on its own. So in Avodah Zarah, imagine a case where Avodah Zarah got somehow a monkey came in and it was Meshapa the Avodah Zarah. So that would be and we want to be done. Is it called Avodah Zarah Shenishtav Me'elel? So the Shafoyim, yes it is. Because the Shafoyim, regardless, the Shafoyim broke away. But is it a bittel, is it a shvira in the Avodah Zarah itself? Taisus, I think, holds no, in the Avodah Zarah itself it's not a shvira. Because how do you know it's called the Avodah Zarah broke? Maybe it's an improvement in the Avodah Zarah that got shaved, it got smoothed out. That's what a Meshapa means. You're smoothing it out. You're planing off the shavings. Who says that was bad for the Avodah Zarah? You see, sometimes there's Litzarcha, sometimes it needs it. Al Kapanim is not called the Avodah Zarah. We can't say that it's an act of bittul in the Avodah Zarah. So therefore, Tosfos held that when the Jew does it, and the Gemara is being done, let's take the Jew out of the picture, it should be in Avodah Zarah Shenishtav Me'elel. The Gemara's kasha is only mitzad the Shafoyim, but the Ikar Avodah Zarah is a van in that bottom. So Meila Taisus said, Taisus is bothered. So why didn't the Gemara Taka answer that Ikar Avodah Zarah Kayemis, that you can't have a bit of Chatzoyim, and the Gemara should go through the whole Shakti Utai that we have at the bottom of the Omer, and the Gemara doesn't do that. So Raya, that must be that Rish Lakish didn't have the Sora of Ikar Avodah Zarah Kayemis. The Gemara could have answered that, Rish Lakish could have answered that, but it happens to be Rish Lakish didn't have that Sora of Ikar Avodah Zarah Kayemis. Hashlomah to this Taisus of the Taisus on top of the base. We'll see more. But as far as Pshat in this Gemara is concerned, that's clearly the Pshat in Taisus, and that's not the Pshat in Rashi. See, Rashi's Chaluk. Rashi learns that the Gemara's Kasha is dafka from Litzarcha and not from Litzarcha, and the Mashal explains the Pshat in Rashi is because Rashi was bothered. If the Kasha is only from Litzarcha, let the Gemara answer the Ikar Zoros Kayemis. It must be the Gemara's Kasha is from Litzarcha. The Jew is doing it to me Mevazle Avodah Zarah. If he's doing it to me Mevazle Avodah Zarah, it's a bitl in the Avodah Zarah itself. If it's a bitl in the Avodah Zarah itself, then the Avodah Zarah itself is being bottled. So there's no Ikar Avodah Zarah Kayem, it's the bitl isn't everything. So Amandu, there's an achlekes here between Rashi and Tosfos. Well, Yisrael is Nishapin Avodah Zarah, Litzarchoi. And now we want to be done, that should have the status of Avodah Zarah Shenishtav Me'elel. And what the right level is, it's Avodah Zarah Shenishtav Me'elel, with Gemara answers. But really, with the rice, we look at it as Avodah Zarah Shenishtav Me'elel. So Tosfos holds. It's a machlekes Rashi and Tosfos in a way lehaloch, except only on the derais level. The Rabbanon is exer. But on a derais level, according to Rish Lakish, every time a Jew is mishapen Avodah Zarah, it's Avodah Zarah Shenishtav Me'elel. And it really is mutter midrais, only also midrabbanon. But how much of the Avodah Zarah, in the case of Shifui, how much of the Avodah Zarah becomes mutter? Tosfos shita is the Avodah Zarah itself is always awesome. There's no Avodah Zarah Shenishtav Me'elel in the Avodah Zarah itself. Because the Avodah itself, maybe he's happy to get smoothed out. It's only a bittul, it's only Avodah Zarah Shenishtav Me'elel in the Shafoyim. The Shafoyim become Mutter Midaraisa. But according to Rashi, it could be an Avodah Zarah Shenishtav Me'elel even in the Avodah Zarah itself, depending on the Kavanah of the Yisrael. If the Kavanah was Meshapel Avodah Zarah Litzor Choy, then it's a bittul Avodah Zarah itself, Midin Avodah Zarah Shenishtav Me'elel. And if the Jew is Meshavel Avodah Zarah Litzarcha, then it's only an Avodah Zarah, it's only a bittul. We didn't have Avodah Zarah Shenishtav Me'elel in the Shafoyim, not the Ikar Avodah Zarah. Some of the Jew's Kavana determines whether it's an Avodah Zarah Shenishtav Me'elel. If his Kavana is Litzarcha, because he wants the shavings, that's an act of bittul in the Avodah Zarah itself. Then it becomes a bittul in the Avodah Zarah itself, we didn't have Avodah Zarah Shenishtav Me'elel. And if his kavon is litzarcha, to be miyapin Avodah Zarah, and it's only a bittul in the shafoyim, his kavon is only to be miyapin the shafoyim, then it's a bittul only in the shafoyim, midin Avodah Zarah Shenishtav Me'elel. And on that, Gufu Tosfos Chen. Tosfos says, midin Avodah Zarah Shenishtav Me'elel, the kavon of the Jews, take him out of the picture. It's like it happened on its own. So who cares what his kavon is? We're not looking at his bittul. We're looking at the Me'elel part of it. That's just how the posture chat, how it tells out Rashi and Tosfos. I'm not saying any pollution, but that's how Rashi and Tosfos of your chesmen out. And what's the avodah of this machlokes? What's the tolling? I want to say, maybe it's holy the following. There, Chesha. The Gemara before had a kasha from a case of the first question that the Gemara asked was from the case of Stama Yisrael was Mabatam with a Zara, and it's not bottle. The Mishnah says not bottle. Yisrael can't be Mabatam with a Zara. Why isn't like, what happened to, why isn't it, let it be like a Zara Shinishkab Menlev? And Abai answered, because Shepoxel. He punched him in the nose. So what was the Havon on Abai's terrace? Punching in the nose is also an active bittul. The Gemara in a way asks, punching in the nose is also an active bittul. The guy punches the Avodah Zarah in the nose and his bottle. The Yisrael punches the Avodah Zarah in the nose. So Abai says, that's not called Avodah Zarah Shenishtav Me'elah. Avodah Zarah Shenishtav Me'elah is where it broke. Here it didn't broke, it's still intact. So even though if a guy would do it, it'd be an active bittul, but if Yisrael does it, it's not an active bittul. That's how Abai elaborates that. The Gemara asks, what do you mean? Why is it an active bittul? And the Gemara answers, it's an active bittul if a guy does it. You know, hani mili de poxa akum, aval poxa Yisrael loy betelo. So what's the avon? If it's not an active shvir, if it's not broken, it's not called a bezorish and shtabro, so why if a guy does it, is an active bittul? So the poshav shadis. Because if a guy does it, it's bottle, even though the bezorish is not broken, but it's an active bittul because the guy was mevazit. It's an act of, doesn't matter if the guy didn't break it. The guy did an act that was mevazit avodah zarah. And that itself is enough to be mevatel the avodah zarah. Hagam. The Gemara says later that if a guy spits at an avodah zarah, then it's not bottle. Well, explains, because the derech of the Bikichavim is when they get angry at the guy, at the avodah zarah, they spit at it, and then they make up, and then he worships it again. You know, they have a domestic fight. They yell at each other, but then the next day they make up. So that's not enough to be mevatel the avodah zarah. Okay, so we can mechalek, just to spit in it. But here he doesn't act; he smashes it in the face. So that's already more a great. That's an act of bizoyin that's in the thing itself, you know, in the chetz of the zarah. That's bigger than just spitting the fun. Whatever, something along those lines. You know. Upon him, the bittul comes not because the avodah zarah is broken. The bittul comes from the fact that the guy doesn't act in the avodah zarah, that the means. The avodah zarah. That's the bit. Mashenkin, if Yisrael doesn't, so Yisrael can't be mivatel avodah zarah at all. Elamai we mitanis nishtav meileo. Avodah zarah is not broken. The Jew is mevazit. The fact that the Jew is mevazit is not enough to create nafsha lo yatzol. Nafsha lo yatzol has to be the avodah zarah broke. The avodah zarah didn't broke, so the Jew could be mevazit from today till tomorrow. Says Abai, that's not enough. That the guy should say nafsha lo yatzol. You see a chiddush in Abai. That the guy doesn't say, or maybe the guy should say, if the avodah zarah couldn't defend itself against the Jew being mevazit, so you see that's also nafsho lo yatzol. See, Abai doesn't know all the way. If the Jew just is mevazit avodah zarah, doesn't break it, the guy don't say nafsho lo yatzol. The avodah zarah says sticks and stones may break my bones, but punches in the nose never hurt me, and they don't say nafsho lo yatzol. For them to say nafsho lo yatzol, the avodah zarah has to break. Rabba is chaylik in Abai. Rabba holds that even poxu is a bittul. Even by poxu is never deserved. Even by poxu is never deserved. And shtab milas is asur. So yesh lodin. What's the pshat in Rabba? Why is Rabba chaylik in Abai? What nekud is Rabba chaylik in Abai? Could be that Rabba holds that poxu is also shvir. Does the poxu not just to be zayin? That pox is called that it broke. It doesn't have to have a peaceful loaf to break. Pox is also called that it broke. It's got the face, it's deformed. It's got its nose squished in. So that's also called an act. It's also called a shvira. So it's still called a berzer shenishtav mele. Or maybe Rav is chaylik and Rav holds that no, that is not broken. It's just an act of bizoyin. But on bizoyin also there's an actually atzol. The fact that the Jew is mevazit. And the Avodah Zarah didn't fight back is enough for the Goyim to say Nafshal Yatzol. And Behogu for Nechalku. If the Bizoyin itself is enough to trigger Nafshal Yatzol. Maktil, how you can learn both ways? Does that mean an halacha? What if the Avodah Zarah, not halacha, we don't pass like Mishlokish, but according to Mishlokish, we get after meaning these two pshatim. According to Mishlokish, what would happen if the Avodah Zarah fell over and smashed his face? It didn't break. It was Pachsa, it was Nech Pesach, but nobody did it. Is it bottle or not? Well, that'll depend. If the pshat in the Rava is that he holds his pockets is like it broke, so it broke. Rashi let it so. But if the pshat is that Rava agrees to Abai that pockets is not called that it broke. Just Rava holds that even though pockets is only an act of bizoyin, but that bizoyin is also an Rashi let it so. That's only if a Jew is mevazit. But if it fell by itself, there was no bizoyin. You're talking about that's the machlokes over here. Kind of like that's the machlokes. This other is Zora, so it got shaved. It got meshupa. The fact that it got meshupa is not called, is certainly not, doesn't mean that it broke. It might even be an improvement. You see, there's such a thing as being meshapid litzarcha. And if it happened on its own, we don't know, but maybe it's happened better for it. Maybe it looks better now. She can't say that the Zohar broke. Again, all right. Sometimes goyim are meshapel the Zohar l'tzarcha. There is such a mitzvah, so we can't say categorically this has got shaven. That day the Zohar got broken. On the other hand, if the Jew did it l'tzarcha for his own benefit, so it's certainly the act of bizoyim. It's not less than pochsel. Goes to the Zohar, shaves off pieces because he wants to throw them, wants to put them in the fireplace. About it, that's an act of bizoyim in the Zohar itself, l'gar from pochsel. That's what Chaykes Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi learns that the Pshat in Rava, we're going to like Rava, but the Pshat in Rava is that Pachsa, that the Bizoin itself makes an Afshal Hatzal. So the Rashi held that the Jew would be Mashapet with Tzarchoi, that would be an act of Bizoin in the Mitzvah itself, and that makes an Afshal Hatzal in the Mitzvah itself. And that's the most Kasha Dach from the Tzarchoi, because the Tzarchoi we can say, Eidah, but it's Zorah Chatzoi. So the Gemara's Kasha Dafka Rashi wants to say is from the Tzarchoi, because that's a bitl in the Avodah Zorah itself. Not because the Avodah Zorah broke, obviously it didn't break, but because the Avodah Zorah was misbazes, the Ligar from Pachsa. So the Gemara's Kasha from the Tzarchoi. And Tosfos learned that Pachsa is like it broke. But Rav agrees to Abai that if it didn't break, then Bizoyin itself doesn't make an Afshal Yatzala. So here, by the case of Shofan, where the Avodah Zorah itself for sure didn't break. The Avodah Zorah itself, on the contrary, maybe it looks nice in there. So the Avodah Zorah didn't break. The Avodah Zorah didn't break. Then what is it? Bizoyin. Abai and Rava both agree that Bizoyin doesn't make a Nafshal Ayat Sol. Just because a Jew is Mavazin, there's no Nafshal Ayat Sol. So may the Tosfos held the Avodah Zorah itself is never Batul, because it was never in the Shabbat Me'elov. The whole Nidin is only in the Shafayim. The Shafayim were in the Shabbat Me'elov. In fact, Tosfos wanted my answer to the Avodah Zorah Chayem. He said the Bittul is only in the Shafayim. And the Avodah Zorah itself didn't have a Bittul. So let the Gemara answer that then Bittul Chatzol. Then after let the Gemara answer that the Gemara Zohar Kayamis. Just Tosfos and the Chachamim, the Gemara could answer that. Vice Tosfos Shlokos doesn't know from that answer. And that's going to be necessary for Tosfos later on, the Chesbonos later on the Anamid Beis. Okay, let's see back. Eisvei, Eisvei, Meshaychik, Vitor, the Ruch, Eimato, Yam, Omoloi, Afi, Nasa, Zebel, so Chumas, you grind it up and you scatter it to the four winds, and Rebbe says no, because it's going to become fertilizer. And so what? This was the Ramban's ride. Rabbi Yochanan asks, even if it was ground up into dust, even though it's Shibbe Shor. Has to steer the riff. The riff paskins that ain't oivdin l'shivishvar. And he passed like Rav Yochanan, that Avodah Zorah shtav mele is also, the Gemara's mashal, that means even if it was ground up into dust. To steer in the riff. So my answer is, Elchanami kidirovim. Eisvei, Avgesi ben Yassin Oimer, Motsutsu is darkin, so a dragon, V'roishi chotuch, and somebody cut off its head. Sofak oivitz kichovim chotuch, sofak yisrael chotuch imutu. Vada yisrael chotuch osu. So here we have the Tosfos. Talked about it already before. Tosfos two halves. Tosfos Dan, the first half of Tosfos, he's mechiach, that this dragon is a suffix of a desert itself, not a vada of a desert. That's why we don't know who cut it up, so then it's mutter. Shabbat Shalom. But if we know that Yisrael cut it off, then it's awesome. That's the first hypothesis. The second hypothesis is, having established that this dragon is a suffix of a Nazara, so Tysus asks, so what does the Brisa say? If I don't know who cut it up, it's Mutter. So God, we understand. It's Shabbat Shalom. We don't know if it's a Nazara in the first place, and now we don't know who cut it up. But the Brisa says, but if we know that a Jew cut it up, then it's Osir. Like Tysus, why is it Osir? Since only a suffix in the first place, and there's a suffix that may, even if we know that a Jew cut it up, cut off its head. But maybe in the course of time, a guy passed by and he said, "Nafshalei Yatzalin was mevachlit b'libay." So why do we say that the suffix is night seeing day suffix? So this was the source. This Taisus would have mamish make no sense at all. At the rate that we said the other day, that Taisus learned that the Gemara about suffix might seeing day vaday. Gemara is Daniel Rav Yechonon. Ain't suffix might seeing day vaday. Taisus explains as a suffix karogel. That the suffix that could be Maitzim Devadne over here is the regilus that the Meshech Hazman, enough Goyim passed by that probably at least one guy said Nafshalei Yatzalin was Mevachel B'Libay, and that's the suffix Karov Levadai, which really ought to be matter of the Avodah Zarah. But Rav Yochanan says, no, Ein Sofek Moitzi Midei Vada. That's what I learned in Gemara before about Ein Sofek Moitzi Midei Vada. I don't want to recapitulate that whole discussion. That's the Kitzur Nimitz. We said it at the time. If you look at, the Gemara says that the Sofek Shem Moitzi Midei Vada. Taisa Tashi Rosh Tei, it's a Sofek Harogel Karo Levada. There's a Sofek Heter Harogel Karo Levada that it ought to be Mutter. Rav Yochanan says, it's Osir anyway because Ein Sofek Moitzi Midei Vada. With that, what do you mean it's a Sofek Harogel Karo Levada? Faket, Rav Sadam Al Yisr. According to Rav Yochanan, there's three stogim. It broke by itself, a guy broke it, a Jew broke it. Two out of those three are also. That's how Tyson self-explained. Tyson self-explained. That's why Rav Yochanan says that Shiva Yavod Azar are also. Because Rav stogim are the Isser. And now the Gemara turns around and has, in the bottom of previous Talmud, the Gemara turns around and that whole discussion that there's a Sophic Heter, Hirogel, Karav Levada that ought to be Maitzim Midevada, except we have rule Ein Sophic Maitzim Midevada. So I explain these two different things. First of all, there's a Rav had it a break. So the Rav stogim are the Isser. The Rav is that it broke the Isser. Broke by Yisrael, it's an osur. If it broke by itself, according to Rav Yochanan, it's osur. Rav stod them alias. And there's another issue. Even if there's no rav to be mapped to the Sevod Azara, so it was a miyat. Every guy who passes by, there's a miyat chance that he was mevatel with belief. But rav guyim don't say nafshalei etzalah. We're not rish lakish. Rav Yochanan, stom is not nafshalei etzalah. But eventually, enough guyim pass by that there's an accumulating probability. An ever increasing probability that eventually enough guy passed by that one guy says Nafshalei Yatzalah, one thinking guy says Nafshalei Yatzalah, and the Avodah Zarah ought to become mutter. Because there were gilus that the Avodah Zarah ought to become mutter. That's not a rive. You can't call that a rive. Because every single guy who passes by, forget, when it broke, the rive was that it was awesome. Rive stodom listen. Every guy who passes by, the stodom is that it's listen. Because they don't say Nafshalei Yatzalah. But eventually, the probability becomes ever increasing that somebody must have said Nafshalei Yatzalah, and the Avodah Zarah ought to be mutter. So that ever-increasing probability is not a right. Probability is a different svar. It's called the regilus. And the regilus eventually ought to be Maitzim Midei Vadei in svar. Rav Yochanan said, no, ain't Sofek Maitzim Midei Vadei. Probabilities are not Maitzim Midei. The probability of Heter is not Maitzim Midei Vadei Isser. That's the Taisa read the Gemara before. That's the background to this Taisa. So Taisa is asking by this dragon, even if we know that a Jew cut off its head. So fine, so the Shvira was also. But forget the Shvira. But afterwards, there's a regilus, Karav Levadai, that a guy passed by and said, Nafshalei Yatzalah. And that dragon itself is only a Sofik in the first place. So Sofik's not Maitzim Midei Vadai, but it should be Maitzim Midei Sofik. So why is the dragon awesome? That's the second hypothesis. So Taisus answers that a regilus by itself is not enough. You need a double regilus. You need the regilus. A regilus by itself is not enough even to be Maitzim Midei Sofik. To be Matir, even Midei Sofik, you need a double regilus. You need a regilus that if a person broke it, it was probably a guy not a Yisrael because Yisrael would be Mefanet. And even if it broke by itself, but there's a regilus that a guy passed by and was Mevatle to believe by. So there's a kind of a double regilus. What does Taisus call it? Trey Taimel Eter. time left here. Now, maybe it's worth pointing out, it's not mamish a double regilus. The first regilus, or the regilus that a guy broke it and not a Jew, because a Jew would have been mefanet, that's not a full-fledged regilus, because that's only a regilus if it was broken by a diet. We don't know that it was broken by a diet. Maybe it broke by itself. It's only a regilus on the tzad that it was broken by a diet. If it was broken by a diet, there's a regilus that it was a guy and not a Jew. The other regilus, the regilus that a guy passed by and was mevatel, that's a regilus regardless. That's an absolute regilus, we could call it. There's definitely a regilus that a guy passed by and said, nafshe le'atzala. The other regilus is only on the tzad that it was broken via diet. That's somehow enough to make it more than just a regular regilus. It's a regilus, it's a tretaimel. I don't know what we call it, it's not a double regilus, like a regilus and a half. And the tzad that it broke via diet, there's a regilus that was a guy and not a Jew. And even if it broke by itself, or regardless whether it broke by itself or be a diet, there's another regulus which is across the board, which is that a guy passed by and was mevatel with believe it. And that's what I need to be mitzi miday sofik. Can't be mitzi miday vadi, but that's what I need to be mitzi miday sofik. That's the second epitosis. Just gonna go back and look at the first epitosis. What was the first epitosis? Tosis proves that this dragon is a sofik of a zor. The whole second epitosis is after we prove that it's a sofik of a zor. The first Tosis has to set out and show that a dragon is a sofik of a zor. Maybe it's a bali of a zor. So Tosis said, no, it must be a sofik of a zor. Why? As if we've been a vade of a zor, then why does the Brisa say that if I don't know who broke it, it's mutter? If it's a vade of a zor, then even if I don't know who broke it, should be a vade zor, should be also. According to Rav Yochanan, yeah, According to Rav Yochanan, should be a vade zor also. So why, by a dragon, if I don't know who cut off the head, the bryson that it's mutter, why is it mutter? It should be shivri abad azar. Here Tosis gets a little bit complicated. Tosis says, maybe it's not the same. By shivri abad azar, there are three tzadon. Jew broke it, guy broke it, broke by itself. Roig tzadon malis. This is what Tosis says, the roig tzadon malis. By the dragon, the head was cut off, chotcher. That didn't happen on its own. That for sure was done by a person. So only two tzadon, a Jew or a guy. So maybe that's why it's mutter. Not right sudden, though. Right sudden. Here, you don't have a right sudden listen. Here's the mechzal mechzal. So Tosis says, and here's a complicated Tosis. Tosis says, nonetheless, the regilus that a guy did it and not a Jew is less than the regilus in the previous omud of that ain sofik moitzim in the vada, the sofik het harogel. The regilus that the Gemara talked about before, that a sofik is not mitzvah devadai, that a sofik heterogel is not mitzvah devadai, the regilus that a guy passed by was mevatel believe by, is greater than the regilus that a guy broke it and not a Jew, because a Jew would have been mefanet. And therefore, if the dragon will be a vadai of a zara, and even a big regilus is not mitzvah devadai, so this lesser regilus would certainly not be mitzvah devadai. That's what says in Tosis. So that's very obscure, the Tosis. It's obscure for 2 reasons. First of all, who told Tosis? Maybe it's a bigger regulus. Maybe this regulus that a guy got it, if not a Jew, because a Jew would have been a father. Maybe that's a very, very big regulus. Maybe that's a regulus that is a father. Maybe it's not even Karl about it. Maybe that's a father. Number two, let's say that it's not such an overwhelming regulus. Middling regulus. But the other regulus that a guy passed by and was mevatel the believer, you have here too. So you have a double regulus. You have a regulus that a guy passed by was mevatel the believer. And you have the regulus that a guy was mevatel, not a Jew, because a Jew would have been mefanet. That's a double regulus. Now you'll tell me, so what is a double regulus? Even a double regulus, if not even the Gemara before, is only makes me the suffering, not makes me the vade. Because by every avodah zara that breaks is a double regulus. Maybe a guy was. It's not true. By a regular avodah zara that broke, we said before, it's not a double regulus, it's only a regulus and a half. There's a full fledged regulus that a guy passed by was a vade to leave by. And then there's a half a regulus. If somebody broke it be a dime, it was a Jew and not a guy. But you don't, it was a guy and not a Jew. But you don't know if anybody broke it be a dime, maybe it broke by itself. So that's not a full-fledged regulus. Here it definitely didn't break by itself. So for sure somebody broke it be a dime. And the regulus is it was a Jew and not a guy. I mean a guy and not a Jew. Plus there's a regulus that a guy passed by was mevatel b'libay. So maybe a double regulus is better than a regulus and a half. Maybe a double regula is not mitzvah. Maybe a regula and a half is not mitzvah devada. But a double regula is mitzvah devada. That's not clear to me in Taisus. This is the kula. Mice and Taisus Rosh, also very kids of Taisus Rosh. The Taisus Rosh answers maybe the dragon is a vada avodah zarah, but there's a regula that it was a. But I don't think he's lost in regulas. But he says, but we know that it was a guy. It was probably a guy. I forgot his lashon. It's important his lashon. He says it was a Jew. It was probably a guy, not a Jew, because a Jew would have been mafana, and that's mitzi even from a vada avodah zarah. I'm not sure what he means. Does he mean that it's mamash avada? It's better than the rogel. So it's better than the suffolk rogel karav avada. Or he means because here you have the suffolk rogel karav avada too. So it's a double regulus. Karma. That little piece of Taisus is not so clear. But the whole Taisus, the totality, the general gist of Taisus is, that was really the way that we said before. That's this Taisus, that's where it's coming from. The bottom line in Taisus is, that a regilus ain't suffer k'maisim devada means that a regilus is, that a regilus, that means an accumulating probability is not maisim devada, it's only maisim de suffer. And therefore, this dragon, if it would be a vade b'dezara, then if I would not know who broke it would be awesome. Because the mice would be a suffolk hashokel. Who broke it? A Jew or a suffolk hashokel? Elamai, there's a regilus. There's a regilus that a Jew would have been mafaned. There's a regilus that b'meshach hazman a guy would be rattled with a liboy. Regilus, not mice and devada. If it's a suffolk, so it must be the dragon is a suffolk. If it's a suffolk, so now if I don't know who broke it, it becomes mutter. But if I know that a Jew broke it, then it's also. Frank Tyson, why is it also? But there's a probability that a guy broke it, that a guy passed by was rattled with a liboy. There's another nekuda that even by a suffolk, to be mitzvah de suffolk also, it's not enough to have one regulus. You have to have a regulus with a trei taima leteir. You need a regulus and a half, a regulus plus. That's how we measure it. Even in a suffolk, you need a little bit more than a regulus. You need a trei taima leteir. That if it was broken by a dayan, it was probably a goy. And regardless, probably somebody passed by and was mavat with the beliba. I'll tell you something. Just tell you a little bit, maybe. Who are you, Libby? The bottom line, it comes out of this Gemara, where Taisus learned the Gemara, Taisus Rosh, a tremendous chiddush. That even with Dinei Roiv are not in play, there's a svar to say that a probability, if it's a large, that an accumulating probability should be Maitzim Devada. And now, Maskon Gemara is Maitzim, Ein Sofik Maitzim Devada. But I'm wondering, the Gemara is saying that's. The Maskan is ain't sofik mitzvah devada. Rav Yochanan, the Gemara's Machir, ain't sofik mitzvah. Sover Rav Yochanan, ain't sofik mitzvah devada. But the Gemara is sofik. The Gemara wasn't sure about it. It was a shock of the time. They were explaining what's this discussion of ain't sofik mitzvah devada. That even though midinei roiv really should be osur, because roiv stodim are leisur, roiv stodim in the shvi will leisur, and every guy who passes by also probably is not being mevatled. But if you have an accumulating statistical probability that eventually creates a vadois, a karv levada in your mind that somebody probably was mabathalit. Right? It's sad that should be matir the issue. The maskon is that it's still not enough. Ein sofik mitzvah devada, it's not enough to be mitzvah from mabathalit issue. But what if you had faket? What if you had vadai heter and a statistical probability of issue? But not in dinirayv. Dinirayv, it really should be mutter. But statistically, eventually, the miyutim add up that I have a statistical probability that it ought to be awesome.
So,
it's not a lesson. It's not a rubid lesson. It means that at any given moment, right people in the world are not saris. Most people in the world are not islands. Here's not a right, because everybody who passes by, the storm is not mabachmut. But as the time goes on, all of these miyutim, they just cause that a regulus, karav levada. It's a regilus. The regilus is b'meshach hazman. You know, every time there's a roiv that he was not mevatel. But statistically, roiv. Eventually, the probability of all these miyutim adds up to a probability karav levada that it should be mutter. But we say ain't sofik mitzvah devada. So I wonder what would be the other kind of case. What if I had a case where I have something which is in dinei roiv should be mutter? And I have one rive, another rive, it should always be mutter. But statistically, there's a probability eventually that it should be awesome. Because so many miyutim, eventually there's a statistical probability, likelihood, maybe karav levada, that it really should be awesome eventually. Would it be awesome? think of a case. The Gemara was dana, and so maybe Sofik is Moitzim Levadi, still Maskon, it's not Moitzim Levadi. Sofik Het is not Moitzim Levadi Issa. But does that mean that Sofik Issa is not Moitzim Levadi Het? Maybe that doesn't follow. Taisus lessons that it's a Sfeik Sfeik. Yeah, what we're learning is that Mamish is a Sfeik Sfeik. It's a Sofik Moitzim Levadi. A Sofik Moitzim Levadi Sofik. This time, the probability is Moitzim from a Sofik. And that attack is, the probability is Moitzim Levadi Sofik. At least if you have a trait time to live there. And I want to know, what about it to be mitzi? But here we're going leheter. The suffix heter is not mitzi from avada iser. But is the suffix iser a probability of iser? Is it mitzi from avada? Is it mitzi from avada heter? Maybe this gemara is beside glaim with over that it should be that in such a case it would be also. Why? What's in the gate too? I mean, I don't. That's what I'm wondering about. Shechta is a sheet did not eat milchus. Why? Because even though every single cow we have a roid behemus or not, our roid behemus are not treif. Umar says roid behemus are becheskus that they're not treif. Says that fine, you milk a cow, there's a chazalka, there's a right that it's, we would less to come on, but it's the behavior is not treif, you're allowed to drink the milk. He says, but if you take the cow, the milk of 1,000 cows, and you put it into one big vat, so there's a certain percentage of cows that are treif. It's more than shish, more than echad b'shish. So this test, statistical probability is that if you have a big milk factory and they get cows from the milk in the vat, they get cows by from the milk in any one of these vats in the milk company is probably from 10,000 cows. So even though there's a rate, every single cow there's a rate, but eventually there's a statistical probability that more than 1/60th of the milk came from cows that are treif. So he's chayshish that the milk is treif. So Rav Asher Weiss is a shuv about it. And he says, I haven't seen a shuv in a long time, but I think in effect he says that we don't look at it that. We don't look at statistics. We look at the rate. The rate. Every cow is a rate. That is kosher. It doesn't matter, one cow, two cows, 10,000 cows, every cow, he passed them with the right of the discussion. He has a Gemara to support that. I don't remember what the Gemara is, and I want to now look it up. So I'm sort of, I'm being Mahara. I'm not saying Maisa, I'm not, I eat milk, but maybe from this Gemara, maybe it's a seula to what he's saying. That even if every single cow is a right, but we have this new concept in Agamara called the regulus. Every guy that passes by the ladder, there's the right start of it there that the Varazor is mutter. What the Varazor is also. Taisha Tamar is not, but enough guy passed by, the Meshach Hazman is a regulus, Karl Levadi, and somebody was Mulatu. And that Gemara reckons with that, but maybe that should be Mesim Devadi. The Maskan is no, ain't something Mesim Devadi. The regulus is not enough to be Mesim Devadi Issa. But maybe regulus at Issa is still Mesim Devadi Heta. So even though every cow you have a right, but eventually you have a regilus that there's a certain amount of tarfus there. You see that the Gemara is willing to reckon with the statistical probability, the Meshach Hazman, that the probability adds up eventually to a regilus. Any idea? I don't know. This is a. Anyway, that was an interesting thing. Yeah, let's see later. Where it says, "Eishveir, Eishveir, and this Gemara we read before." After you're okay, it's makes like Shomim Neshan and Shoyu and Avoyu and Neshares Aleim. Vekam a Ma'at Erika Berizor and Shtab Me'Aleil. Where it's a shiny wholesome to Ika Berizor Kayemis. I have a svara that the nevoy is not bottle since the Asher itself is not bottom. So Moshe logged it up. So back for a second. What's the story of Ikra Vodazara Kayemis? It's a half minute. Moshe slugs it up. But the half minute of the story, Ikra Vodazara Kayemis. There's no bitul lam in the volume because the Ikra Vodazara is Kayemis. So, Chara, we could learn Pshat in the Gemara in two ways. The story of Ikra Vodazara Kayemis. Yichalad Ulaimar, Kudlam Pshat. This is what I said before. That it's like a bitul chatzar. It's a package deal. I didn't bat Vodazara totally. But there's no bitl at all. You can't have a bitl in the Nevoya and not a bitl in the Asher. Especially if the Asher is like more important than the Nevoya, maybe we can add that. This the Ikar Vodazara, this is only a lesser part of the Vodazara. But Kapanim, you can't be Mevatel in the Nevoya because the Asher wasn't bought. That's one way to learn. Or you can have Shakim Varas Havamina. The Nevoya is saying a Svara Protis, the first way I'm saying, this is a Svara Klolis and Dine Bitl, that ain't bitl Chatzar. Kulam Shabbat more differently. The more thing is far protest and Avodah Zarah and Shtaba Meileh. That the Nafshalay Atzolo, they only say Nafshalay Atzolo when Avodah Zarah broke totally. When the Ikka Avodah Zarah is Kayemes, they don't say Nafshalay Atzolo. I think it's a Machlekes Rashi in Tosfos. The bottom Rashi, Ikka Avodah Zarah Kayemes, Rashi says, Eilam Loi Batal. So the steam is Rashi is the mashma the first way. Let's say word Rashi and Ashley. Solo. That's just Tosfos says bittul. The eel is not bottle, so therefore the nevoya is not it. Not also. I think I'll show you in a second. The Tosfos is chayla. Let me ask you a question. Sound like this? Could you bring me a raya from the Gemara itself? This is the sugya that we just read. These last few lines of the Gemara. Can you bring a raya me take the Gemara itself? That the Gemara is not saying a svara protis in Avodah Zarah and Shtar Meileh, but it's saying a svara klolus in Binei Bittul. That Bittul is a package deal, it's all or nothing. As opposed to the Gemara is saying a svara protis in Nafshalay Atzolo, that the Ikka Avodah Zarah is Kayemes, they don't say Nafshalay Atzolo. Right here, from these few lines in the weather. That's the Shach with Harry Gold. Gemara is a kashuk in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that the Nevoy is also. Gemara should be able to search in the Shabbat Mileh. And for the Gemara, Ikka Avodah Zarah Kayem. So let's say, for the sake of argument, it means. No nafshalay atzola if the ilun saved itself. So there's no avodah zarah nishtar mela. That's the more suggestion. In the svara of nafshalay atzola, ikar avodah zarah kayemis takes it off. So what's the next line of the Gemara? How does the Gemara shlug up the svara? Shipuyim. So what's the case by Shipuyim? So Avodah Zarah Shnishtav Meileh, so if somebody was broke, it'd be a die. What? It'd be a die. The case the guy was Meshav, it'd be a die. And the Mishnah says, if the guy did a Litzar Chai, that's a bitl in Avodah Zarah itself. If he did a Litzar Chai, then it's only a bitl in the Shafai. From there, the Gemara slugs up the Svar of Ikka Avodah Zarah Kayemis. If the Svar of Ikka Avodah Zarah Kayemis is a Svar of Nafshalei Atzolo, then what in the world does it have to do with the case of a guy being mevatel Avodah Zarah b'yadayim? There is a ma'ase bittul. If the svar of Ikka Avodah Zarah Kayemis is that bittul is a package deal, and ein bittul lachatzoyim, so what's the difference? What's the difference if it's a bittul of nashalei atzola, if it's a bittul of bittul b'yadayim? Bittel is Bittel across the board. The Svara of Ikavod is Rakiyam says that Bittel is a package deal. It's all or nothing. And the Gemara's Mechiyach from the Shafayim that it's not true. But if the Svara of Ikavod is Rakiyam is only a Svara clapping Nafshalei Atzala, then it's only relevant to cases of Avodah Zarah Shnishtab Me'elel. But if the Gemara's Mevatel Avodah Zarah B'Yadayim, then maybe you can Mevatel Shafayim without being Mevatel Avodah Zarah. So the Chayitz Muchach in the Gemara itself that the Gemara understood like Vashi. That the svar ikavod is rakayemis is a svar a ksvar klolis and dine bittel and in bittel hatsor, rather than a svar protis in nafshalay hatsor. Okay, so why do I say that? I think Taisus chaylo kanash. It's book the more like Rashi. What is Taisus asking the top of the base? Taisus tema my kaparich dilma shiny hosim the sheep of his kichon v'lohach yishar yakvik of his rakayemis ha'malach the sheep of Yisrael in his tab meile ha'malach the asur hechadik of his rakayemis. Taisus asked the kasha. Taisus, well, how can the Gemara compare? There is bitul v'yadayim. Here we're talking about Avodah Zarah in his tab meile. What does Taisus want? It's a svara that ain't bitul. What's the difference? You see that Taisus held, if I can't the other way, Taisus held the svara of Ikavod Zarah Kayemis is a svara protis in Ikavod Zarah Kayemis. I'm sorry, it's a svara protis in Nafshalei Atzala of Azorshin Shtab Meilel. It's not relevant to the case of bitul b'yadayim. So what in the world does Gemara want from Shipuyim? Shipuyim is bitul b'yadayim. There it doesn't make a difference if it's Ikavod Zarah Kayemis. That's the posture trap in Taisus. Taisus learned the other way. And that's how Taisus doesn't bother Pshat and Gemara. How do you read the Gemara? What does the Gemara want for Shipuyim? They're the guys of Afflik B'Yadai. And for Taisus, V'yesh Leimar, D'Ochi Porech, V'Shipuyim, D'Ikar V'Rizor Kayemes, V'Ktoni V'Shipakam D'Mutorim, V'Afilu Shipi Yisrael Nami Havishori Lav Gzera D'Rov V'Kedim Shamer Yisrael Kishguf V'Leel. This Taisus, it's not the name of the Taisus that we saw before in Omer Aleph. The Gemara Amar Aleph asked from Shipa Yisrael that why by Shipa Yisrael it's also it should be like a Avodah Zarah Shnishtab Me'elel. And Taisus Amar Aleph said, why didn't Reish Lakish answer that Ikar Avodah Zarah Kayemis? Because Taisus, I don't go through the whole question again, but the Taisus Amar Aleph learned that by Shipa Yisrael, that Avodah Zarah itself is never bottom. Because Avodah Zarah maybe needs it. Maybe it wanted a haircut. So Avodah Zarah itself had no bitul me'elav. The whole needin is on the shafayim. In fact, Taisus, Ikar Avodah Zarah Kayemis, Reish Lakish should have answered. Is Ikar Avodah Zarah Kayemis? And Taisus said, in the Chanami, Gemara could have answered that. But Reish Lakish doesn't hold from the Svar of Ikar Avodah Zarah Kayemis. That was Taisus Amalal. So Taisus Amalal says, that's what Gemara is asking. Gemara is not asking from the Vrais itself. Gemara is asking, you're answering me, Ikar Avodah Zarah Kayemis. You want to tell me Ikar Avodah Zarah Kayemis, but I'll show you that Reish Lakish doesn't hold from Ikar Avodah Zarah Kayemis. Because by the case of Shvayim, where Rabbi Yochanan asked Reish Lakish from the Shvayim, and Rabbi Yochanan asked Reish Lakish from the Shafayim, and Reish Lakish didn't answer Ikar Avodah Zarah Kayemis. Reish Lakish answered something else. He answered that's Gzeira. He didn't answer the Ikar Avodah Zarah Kayemis. Why not? It would have been a nice teretz. Teretz is, must be Reish Lakish doesn't hold from Ikar Avodah Zarah Kayemis. That's what the Gemara means now too. The Gemara is being mechiyach. Ikar Avodah Zarah Kayemis is a fine svar. And there's no kasha from the Brais. But Reish Lakish doesn't hold from it. Because if Reish Lakish held from it, he could have answered the Brais of Shafayim. And he didn't answer the Brais of Shafayim. Must be Reish Lakish himself, the father of the Shita, doesn't hold from it. Ikar Avodah Zarah Kayemis. So Meil, this is not a good teretz. That's Kuf of Pshat in this Gemara. This whole Mahalach is only available to Taisus. Because Taisus learned the Gemara in Amud Aleph. Was he asking from Lutzarchoi, not from Lutzarchoi? Rashi and Aleph learned the Gemara is dafke asking from Lutzarchoi, because the Gemara really could have answered, like the Mashal explained, the Gemara could have answered Ikar Avodah Zarah Kayemis. So that's the Hashlam is a Cheshma. Rashi the Ferish. That's the other half of Rashi also. But they go over here, the Shitos. Now you can Cheshma yourself. I could put him, that's the whole Shit here. Isn't that a funny thing, though? Let's do it in the. We always have a question when the Gemara has such a shaka d'taya. Gemara is a kashin Reish Lakish. Is Rabbi Yochanan asking to Reish Lakish personally, or does the stam in the Gemara asking Ali with the Reish Lakish? It's always like up for grabs. You know, when you have one of these shaka d'tayas, was Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan, were they actually having this discussion? Even when the Gemara says beferish omale or yochanan Reish Lakish, suddenly it's not so clear that really, literally, the shaka d'taya. Maybe it's the stam of the Gemara, like imputing it to them. And here it doesn't even have those words. It says eisvei. So what is it? Is it Rabbi Yochanan asking Reish Lakish, or is it the stam of the Gemara is asking? Taisus comes out a little bit strange thing. The Gemara now is asking. Rabbi Yochanan is asking. The Gemara is now asking a kasha from this price about this Mishnah about Yerokas. The Gemara is a good teretz, he covered his OKMs. But the Gemara just says, according to Taisus, that would be a nice teretz, but Reish Lakish doesn't help him. Doesn't hold him. Because if Reish Lakish held him, why didn't he give the answer? Why didn't he use that? Why didn't he give that answer before by the case of Shichur? So that L'chor assumes that the case before was Mamish, Rabbi Yochanan, and Reish Lakish talking. Because if the case before was just a storm in the Gemara, then what's your right? Why didn't the Gemara give the teretz before? Yeah, maybe it should have. Now we're giving it. The Gemara is proving the fact that Reish Lakish didn't answer it, that Reish Lakish didn't hold for it. That only makes sense if Reish Lakish was the Bal Dovar by the Shakla Retai, by the Eishva Yeshiva. On the other hand, right now, if Reish Lakish is the Bal Dovar, so then it's very strange. Reish Lakish said, Gemara is a terror. Reish Lakish answered, well, how are we going to read the Gemara? Reish Lakish answered, Ikra Vazar Kayemis. The Gemara says, no, Reish Lakish, how can you answer that? I have a riot that Reish Lakish didn't hold for it. If Reish Lakish is saying it, then he holds for it. It only works if we say that this Gemara is only the stam of the Gemara talking, but the Gemara before was Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish personally. How does that work? It's not mashma in the Lashon of the Gemara. We don't see a change in the Lashon of the Gemara. Probably want to say, just in the structure, right now the details of the sukkah itself don't even matter for the point that I want to make. The Gemara had a shaka d'taya by Shibon. The Gemara has the kasha on Reish Lakish. Again, we don't know if it's personally Reish Lakish or Reish Lakish Shibon. We had a kasha from Shibon. The way Taisha learns, the Gemara could have answered Ikka Vodazara Kayamis, but it didn't. That shows me Reish Lakish doesn't hold from that terrace. Now we have a similar thing. Rav Yochanan is asking Kash, we're asking Kash and Reish Lakish from Nevoyim. And the Gemara says the terrace, Ikka Vodazara Kayamis. And according to Taisha, the Gemara's answer is, that's a nice terrace, but Reish Lakish doesn't hold from it. If Reish Lakish held from it, he would have answered it before. So it sounds like before it was Reish Lakish personally, now it's the stomach of the Gemara. So the Stamma Gemara is saying, you can't answer me. You know, we can't answer Ikka Vodazara Kayemis. If that was a good answer, Reish Lakish would have answered it before by Shibon. Only makes sense if we somehow posit that the Shaka D'taya before was Reish Lakish personally, and the Shaka D'taya now all of a sudden is not Reish Lakish personally, but it's the Stamma Gemara. In the Lashon of the Gemara, I don't see such a transition from between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish themselves, and now it's the Stamma Gemara. I know what to do with that. I know, Chan Sar. That's what Taisa says. But maybe that's the pshat in the Taisa's before, but Eved Chavim Shishipa, the first lines and words in Taisa's I didn't understand before, was Pirish Vekosh L'Reish Lakish. I don't know what Taisa's want. I mean, obviously, we're asking Reish Lakish. The whole Gemara is asking Reish Lakish. It's not the first kasha. We're up to already kasha number three, I think. It's all kashya Reish Lakish, what's from Tosfos? Maybe that's what he means. The kashya Reish Lakish means that this, I don't know, the last one was strange, that this kashya was asked to Reish Lakish himself. And midalay mishani, that's what Tosfos says. But tzorach leimer, midalay mishani, shani hosam, ikar v'rezor kayemes, ikar v'rez kovim kayem, shma mino, the Reish Lakish shori, afilu v'rezor kayem. You see where Reish Lakish holds. Because this kashya was asked to Reish Lakish, but I was asking to Reish Lakish. Kashya Reish Lakish, he was asking Reish Lakish. And Reish Lakish didn't answer Ikavod Azar Kayemis. See, Reish Lakish didn't know from it. That's the other half of the Taisus now, on top of Mumad Beis. That the Gemara now is asking, the Stamma Gemara is asking, you can't say Ikavod Azar Kayemis, because you see by the case of Shipon, with the Gemara, where that Reish Lakish didn't say that Teretz. That's what Taisus means to say. The cost of Reish Lakish, that was Reish Lakish himself. That's what Taisus learns this Gemara. But I think I don't know how to get out of this in the Shabbat of Taisus. I'm not saying condition now. I'm just reading the words of Tosfos. That's how Tosfos learns this Gemara. Tosfos says, in Svaras Adakasha, Bittel Be'adayim is different. The Gemara's question is, before by the case of Shipuyin, we asked from Shipu Yisrael, and the only answer that Rish Lakish gave was the Gzera. He didn't give the answer of Ikar V'adazor HaKayemis, like Tosfos said Amud Aleph. Shema Medod Rish Lakish, Shari Afilu V'adazor HaKayemis. That means before was Rish Lakish, now it's the sum of the Gemara, inferring Rish Lakish. Yeah, Isaiah is this. I think that's how it is. Okay. You can get a master's for this. What? No, I wouldn't think so. Why? Oh, good point. Point. So it's Muchach wasn't Rish Lakish himself. It had to be, so it's the son of Mar Aliba the Rish Lakish. So then what's going on in this Gemara? Stam of the Gemara proves something from the earliest Stam of the Gemara. But the fact that the earliest Stam of the Gemara didn't answer this, you see it's not a good answer. The Stam of the Gemara is talking. Maybe it's like another layer in the Stam of the Gemara. It's an older layer. So you see the older layer of the Stam of the Gemara didn't answer it, so this layer is not going to answer. I don't know. That's a little bit strange. I don't think there's such a rule. What?
The layers.
Yeah, then we're for sure. Right, yeah, then we're... Okay. I don't know if I'm saying it. I have to say, like that's Tosfos saying, you know. Let's say. Tosfos is the investors. Yeah. Yeah, Mr. Lush and Tosfos, can you mishani gufei leil? What do those words mean? First in Tosfos, that is Rish Lakish himself. That's only Xer Adrova. Can you mishani Rish Lakish gufei leil? I don't know how to stack it possible. I have a virgin and can't crack on the virgin and be caught in the rope. Crack on the shlokas rather be caught in the rope. That's Mamish Tosfos. Tosfos says, Mamish, what I'm saying that he says. This is that we see the Gemara before we didn't answer Yikir Vodazor HaKayemis. We only answer that it's a Gzeir de Rova, Kidim Mishani Reish Lokish Gufei Le'el. That's what he wants with the Gufei. I'm showing you Reish Lokish. Shlokas himself didn't answer Yikir Vodazor HaKayemis. He gave a different answer. Kidim Rova. How can Rish Lakish say Kid the Rava? Yechon Rish Lakish is a derivation of Dhamma, right? The Rava, I know what Dharov is, but he's not saying anything. I mean, maybe he could. Maybe Rish Lakish could have seen Rava, I don't know. And he's quoting Rava, Kid the Rava. Maybe it's possible. Okay, I don't know. So let's check that out if that's possible. If it's possible, that's for sure. The Rav Yochanan and Shlokesh are a door before Avayno. Maybe they saw each other, but they're a door before. I don't know. My side, I think that's what it says in Tosfos. Okay, we'll stop here. Next time, I want to do Gemara about Yatzis Bekana just briefly. Take a look at the Rambam. It's interesting Rambam about this Gemara about Efrechim Shekinah, the Rambam, the Raivin. And I want to also look briefly at the Rambam in Perek Ches Halach Yud Aleph about Shibei Shvarim. Just to revisit that a little bit, the Shibei Shvarim. Then tomorrow already, I want to go on to the next edition. This is very the next sugya is very Negel Halachos sugya also. library, Barbie dolls, all kinds of.
Got a field trip.
Yeah, got a field trip down to the mural. Good idea. Hey.